From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The ACLU has filed a federal class action lawsuit seeking to expand access under Colorado Medicaid to a drug that treats hepatitis C. The American Civil Liberties Union suit was filed today, and it follows lawsuits in other states that seek coverage under government insurance for a drug that has a high success rate in treating hepatitis C. The Colorado suit says Medicaid patients can get the drug only after their livers have suffered some scarring. The Colorado Department of Health Care Policy and Financing, which operates Medicare, had no immediate comment on the suit. U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez visited Colorado recently to campaign for a ballot measure that would increase the state's minimum wage. Benza Berkland has more.
Perez says the Obama administration is firmly in support of raising Colorado's minimum wage, which is currently $8.31 an hour. The amendment would gradually increase it to $12 an hour by 2020. Perez says it's about respecting the dignity of work.
Nobody who works a full-time job should have to live in poverty. So what you're doing here, I think, is a very sensible stair step.
Meanwhile, opponents with the Keep Colorado Working campaign, a group primarily made up of restaurants, say they also back a living wage, but say this rate is too high and would force layoffs, harming the very workers supporters are trying to help. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.